Welcome to Shree and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shree and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shree Ram Ka, and you are welcome to be with us now.
Well, absolutely, Shree. And, you know, thank you for tuning in, whether you're with us live right now today. And, hey, remember, if you are tuning in live, those phone lines are open, and you can give us a buzz to get in the queue at 888 and 627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008, because today, we are talking about something. We've got our YouTube videos up on this. We've been encouraging you to listen to this show. The worldwide global opening of Chakra Vastu on the planet. This is part of the ascension that's going to happen in 2015 through 2022. If everybody's telling you it's all going to happen at once, God bless them. But the reality is that this is a seven-year window.
And during this time, you're going to start realizing the fruits of all of those drum rolls and anticipations and things that have gone on for quite a while.
As yeah.
People have kind of gossiped about the ascension process.
There you go, Shree. I love that word. You know, if you've not been tuning in and you're just catching us right now, let me share with you a couple things. Number one, go to YouTube, hit on our channel, Official Shree and Kira, and subscribe. You know, if you subscribe, you get all these updates the minute they're posted. And we post a lot of updates and they're always short, you know, 12, 15 minutes max. But the one thing I want you to do is go reconnect with this past summer. We remember we had those three blood moons. This is when this all started heating up and this all ties together. And that's what today's show is about. We're going to bring this all together. Shree and I have been getting tons of emails and requests from people. And there's a lot of things that are happening. People are feeling a lot of things. Well, it started in the summer of 2014. We had those three blood moons. Then, starting in this November-December, we were calling it the November-December combination, we started the five-month opening to what we're referring to as the escalator to the ascension, which begins actually in March 2015. Because remember, we're dealing with right now is like sequences of sacred geometrical forms. We have one sequence that opened up in the summer that was taking us through until March 2015. We have the individual sequences of the months since September. We have the September, October. Then we have this November. And so then we have the five, which is the five-pointed star, which ties into the Chakra Vastu opening. So I don't want you sitting there going, I'm perplexed, Kira. That's a lot of geometry. I'm just wanting you to get the sense of multidimensional overlay that we are all existing in right now, which is creating, Shree, quite frankly, for a lot of people, some very new physical experiences, emotional experiences, spiritual experiences. And this is why it's important to talk about what's happening.
Absolutely, because it takes courage and it takes tenacity to stay awake. And when I say awake, I'm not talking about slumbering. I'm talking about paying attention.
Yeah.
It's easy to be distracted, whether by career or crisis or chaos. That's easy. Anybody can be distracted.
Absolutely.
To stay awake and to notice and to breathe and to keep one's heart open, that takes courage. That takes a commitment because in every moment, the let's just say the impulse to get hypnotized is always there.
That's a really powerful sentence, Shree.
And this is why we need to lend each other a hand, because at any moment we kind of sink into our own delusion and then things don't quite go as pleasantly. You know, there's not as much joy going on.
Yeah.
And those are the moments where we need to reach out to somebody and say, hey, I need a reminder. I need a lift. Help me get my clarity back.
Absolutely.
And this is how we help each other, because this fog of delusion is so prominent and so accepted as the norm by the mass consciousness. And so I'm not meaning to belittle anything. I'm meaning to offer encouragement that it's very tough To hold your course, to keep walking.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to be sharing some really nice information with you today. And it actually, you're going to want a pen and paper because this is actually information you want to reflect on.
This is actually a show you want to listen to more than once, because if you're catching us at the very beginning, which is today, I love that our show's on Sunday, because today heralds the first of the 5-week intensity. We're going to give you week by week what you can expect, what's happening, and how it's overlaying. So again, get your pen and paper. Maybe we should take a caller while some of you may be wanting to do that.
Well, absolutely. Why don't we just start where we start with line one?
All right, let's do that.
And we'll say hi to Mary from Chapel Hill.
Oh, namaste, Mary.
Oops, hi, guys.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi, welcome.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good to hear your voices live. I just wanted to first of all give you so much heartfelt gratitude and unconditional love for meeting you guys again this life. I mean, it blows my mind. And what you guys do really, really makes a difference. I have to say that from my own personal experience and following you all.
Thank you. Thank you for receiving and allowing your heart to expand. That's such a beautiful gift.
Yeah, indeed. It's kind of funny because, you know, I was listening to Sheree, talk about the impulse to get hypnotized and, you know, trying to stay the course and how difficult it can be and just, you know, getting your clarity back. And I guess as far as all of us know, this year has definitely been really, really hectic, the highs, the lows, all of it. And sometimes recognizing the gift of it all can be overwhelming. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't like all the gifts we get.
But they are all gifts.
Right. Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to definitely hearing what you guys have to say today with this show. I don't know. I guess it's just, you know, divine time. And so, and I miss you guys. I haven't been there since last year with Guatemala. So, you know, and that changed my life in more ways than I can say. And, I mean, all of it wasn't happy and good, but it was worth it, every bit of it.
Oh, I'm so glad. I really am. And may we offer you a mini soul reading today?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm going to invite you to just relax into the beauty and the spaciousness of you. And as I invite you to do that, it's really not even me inviting you to do that. It's this beautiful supportive group around you. And it's so funny. I have to share I keep hearing the song Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And they just keep sending that one line. They just keep saying, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And that for you, it's all about celebrating through December. And so I'm absolutely loving that your intuition said, yeah, today's show is something I really have to listen to, because by really taking in these week by week energies for you, it's like this month sets everything straight. It's like, it's a month of aha, yeah. I get it. And you go like steamrolling into 2015 in a beautiful new cycle. So I love that your call today is an affirmation of how beautifully you really are doing. And thank you for allowing me to share that with you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so, so much. My heart is with you all.
Thank you, and ours is with you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings, indeed. It's truly a magical time, and I think one of the things that is wondrous about this time is we're moving into the chaos and the opportunity of the holiday season.
I love how you say chaos, opportunity. And for those of you that don't know, you know, that was his reference to the Chinese character, which is the same for chaos and opportunity, as he's winking at me.
And for many of us, you know, the holiday season carries with it an opportunity to be retrospective, to revisit things at different levels.
Right.
And here we are entering these phases of the chakra vastu that's going to unfold week by week during this season. And we want to share a little information about that. But before we get into the specifics, I want to remind you that our brothers and sisters in the area that's now called India developed Vastu science many thousands of years ago.
Yeah, this is about as ancient as it comes.
And anything that has truth is timeless. Yeah. So whether a thing is young or old, if it's truth, It's timeless.
Well, you know, Sri, I do have to jump in only because we're so excited. You know, Sri and I are actually very, very blessed to have put together an incredible sacred journey to India coming up in October 2015. And the only reason I'm mentioning it is we've kind of casually announced it. And at this point, we only have 3 spots left. So if you're interested, go to our website and look at the India journey. Go to our 2015 calendar and you'll see it right there in October 2015 and learn more, because we're actually going to places that normally tourists don't go in a stunning energetic alignment or process. And I just had to share that because you brought it up.
The piece, just to put the ribbon on the package, is... You know, there's many ways to visit sacred sites.
Yes,
and the way
yes.
we like to visit them is to connect with the energy, that part that is unpolluted.
Right.
And so our focus when we lead a group is to help people reconnect to the cosmic origins.
Right.
Because Earth has been the recipient of so many divine influences. Mm-hmm. And so many Earth egos have distorted these influences over the millennia that sometimes we need a little help sifting.
Well, and we need help clarifying, because remember, during 2012, a lot of people talked about how the spiritual energy was moving, how the energy that was in India had come over here towards South and Central America. And what that was not a shift. It was a balance. Imagine a scale. Imagine a beautiful scale that has its 2 plates on it. And India was carrying this one side of the plate for a very long time. And what happened was that there was this divine balance, this divine harmony. And what's going on right now that's important to visit in India, and for example, one of the incredibly off the beaten places that we're going to is the Ajanta Ellora Caves. And, you know, these have been on Ancient Aliens. People are absolutely convinced they were built with alien technology. And what I'm enjoying is that, just like with this rise of Chakra Vastu, what these thousands and thousands of year old caves demonstrate is oneness energy. Because here you have in the exact same location, Buddhist caves, Hindu caves, and Jain caves that were inhabited, that were populated for thousands of years. This is powerful stuff.
Absolutely. And this brings us back to the topic of today, which
yes.
is the architectural or principles of the Vastu science.
Yes.
And the piece that's important to recognize is that as one understands energy and how energy flows, there are proven methodologies for enhancing energy flow, for kind of consolidating energy flow. And one of the marvelous things in some of the ancient temples, especially in India and Asia, is the innate understanding of these Vastu principles.
Mm-hmm.
Without getting into the whole science, which is truly a university degree.
Yeah, in many ways.
The thing to know is that the ratio of height to width, the orientation northeast, southwest, the placement location on the earth, and the size of the roof, and all of these factors actually create the opening or the vortex inside, which is why so many people, when they go into certain cathedrals and certain temples, they feel a presence.
Well, and then when we allow that to become the chakra vastu, which is what we're talking about is allowing this science, this sacred principle of the science, the sacred geometric principles, the energetic principles, as they apply to the chakras of our physical world, the chakras of our earth, and the chakras of our spirit. And this is why there are very few, if almost, I don't know anybody other than Sri and I that are talking about this right now, but the reality is that this is what's happening right now. This is the energy. And if you're aware of it and you can be harnessing it, I mean, imagine stepping into a temple that's been built according to sacred principles, understanding where those energies lie and be able to really benefit versus walk in and go, wow, this feels great. I'm having a great experience, but I really don't understand why.
Yeah. And then let's take this principle of understanding the energy flows and how one corner of the building magnifies another corner of the building.
Right, right.
And let's just transpose that to our other home, not our temple home, but our actual home.
Ooh.
which I'm referring to your physical body.
Absolutely.
As well as the earth itself. I mean, yes. If people ask you, where is your home? Come on, let's get real here. It's wherever you are.
Well, you know, the old saying, home is where the heart is yes. So true and so literal.
And we look at from one perspective, human nature is kind of silly because we tend to set ourselves last. We tend to forget how sacred and wonderful right. our physical bodies are and the temple of the energy centers that run up and down our spine. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have an inner cathedral.
Totally.
It's filled with light and color.
Exactly.
And this chakra vastu is a reacquainting, a reconnection. This period of time we're entering today.
Yes, today, right now, November 30th. So no matter when you catch this show, you can look back and go, okay, I get it. It was November 30th.
And so it's almost as if the universe is saying to us, okay, you would like to move into an ascension process.
Here you go.
You want to be walking the path of self-ascension. Let's do a little housekeeping. Let's revisit your foundations and let's get ready.
Yeah. And you know, if as you're listening right now, a couple of reminders I want to give you. Number one, hopefully you've gotten your pencil by now. Number one is that you want to go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and a couple things you should watch. You should watch for sure the revelation for real, if you haven't watched them from July through December 2014, watch them all again and you'll get a huge aha moment. The other thing for sure is we've posted two very powerful installments. One of them just went up yesterday and it's called The Ascension Protocol. And then last month there was two months ago, there was one called The Ascension Process or The Ascension, I think it was called The Ascension Process. You'll find them right there at Official Sri and Kira. They're also at our website, Sri and Kira. If you go to Archangelic Messages. And so what's important to recognize, my loves, is that there is an overlay. So now that you have your pencils, let me offer you something that maybe you want to draw so that this becomes easier for you. So draw, if you draw a line right now, on one end of that, you could put January 2014. And in January, February, March, we opened up the Merkaba. We opened up this Merkaba, this flowing, absolute, stunning Merkaba energy. So for 2014, the early part of 2014, really the first half of 2014, was very much about preparation, alignment, stepping into energy, stepping into your power. And if you reflect over those first 6 months of that year, you're probably going to say, yeah, that happened. And then starting in the summer with these blood moons, it was all about the next phase. And it's been really about trusting your spirituality, trusting yourself. If I was to give this all to you in one word, that would be it. So I would add another line, say, okay, I have this line for the first 6 months of 2014. Then I've got from June to September, because June to September was when we had all the blood moons happening. It was when we had some beautiful, incredible things happening. Then came October, and draw that as its own line. Do you see the layers? You see how it's becoming multidimensional, how the layers are coming on? Because October was all about the retrograde. It was the return. It was the reminder. It was the remembrance. It was the everything that prepared us for, and now you have your final line, November, December, which is the do-over. Now, we've been using this kind of as tongue-in-cheek, but the other thing that happened in November, this November, is that we've just finished the first of the five-month Chakra Vastu opening, which is being amplified starting right now because we have an overlay of five full weeks. So remember, you've got November, December, January, February, March. And you might want to write that down. January, you know, November, December, January, February, March, because we're going to give you the energies of each month. Those are happening. And simultaneously, all through the next 5 weeks, starting with, and they're always on Sundays, regardless of where you live on the planet, it's the same date. Starting on Sunday, November 30th, is the first weekly opening that intensifies the five-month opening. So again, I know that can sound kind of, you know, a lot to pay attention to as I'm sitting here inviting you to make some lines and draw some things, but I would suspect you're already feeling the multidimensionality. You're already feeling the lifting. And give yourself the gift, especially go listen to the Ascension Protocol, which was just posted yesterday at YouTube, and it's available also at sriankira.com. Give yourself the gift of diving into this, because if you do, you're going to effortlessly sail through this time. And no matter what comes forward, you're going to get it. It's going to be that moment of, I get it, I get it, I get it. And when we get it, when we understand, we flow. And when we flow, the miracles happen. The connections come together. The serendipitous events all fall into place. That's the blessing of this time. If you, as we've been describing, kind of stay in this bubble of creation, or I guess as we should say, Shriha, recreation.
Recreation. You know, the truth is the truth, whether you remember it, whether you live it, whether you acknowledge it.
That's so true.
It's still hanging out there as
true.
Yeah. And one of the joyful processes of being alive, of being on this planet, is you get to grow up. You know, it's, and I say,
I don't know if that's joyful.
I say it a little tongue in cheek because nobody wants to go backwards. You know, it's kind of like, whoa, that was tough, but I'm glad I'm here now.
Absolutely. It makes us who we are.
And the irony is that it keeps going.
Yeah.
You know, there's ever more revelation. There's ever more joy, ever more love, because as we continue to lift, as we continue to grow, our clarity reaches out beyond the arena, you might say,
no,
that we
true.
Were comfortable with. We keep expanding our comfort zone.
Yes.
And so one of the things to remember is, well, at some stages of our process, we tend to say, oh, I want to hang out in the love space, or
right.
I want to hang out with, you know, my clairvoyance. And we tend to forget that we need a good foundation.
Yeah.
And without a foundation, we will wobble. It's that simple. And,
absolutely.
And it's that graphic.
It's the three pigs.
Well,
right? You need the house of brick.
The house of brick. And that kind of leads us to the energy of this week that we're inaugurating.
Ooh.
Because the primary energy is the earth energy.
Right. Now, as Shri's starting to talk about this week, remember, this is the week of Sunday, November 30th through Saturday, December 6th. I want you to remember that energy was the entire month of November. Remember, that was month one of the 5-month opening. And then this week is kind of like a closure. That's why it begins on November 30th, and it's the same energy.
And this is the energy that is truly of foundation, meaning being safe in the world, trusting your life, trusting the divine to nourish you,
right.
to be able to feel that you belong here.
Yeah.
Even though you may say, I'm not of this space, you know, maybe you're aware of a lineage that you're living through, and yet here you are. You took birth.
Yes.
Therefore, you have a right. You have a right to be here. You have a right to enjoy the abundance of this world and the right to enjoy your experience.
And what's really important is to remember, my angels, you chose this planet. You chose this timeline. You chose your parents. You chose your form. Everything around you is conspiring to wake you up. And you chose to be born into the arms of a mother who is always giving. And so the beauty is that you absolutely have the birthright to exist, to be supported, to be abundant, because you were born. That's it. That's the only qualifier.
That's it. And I want you to just take a smile right now and try it on while I give you this analogy. What if you were born into a very wealthy family and you might be called a trust funder? I want you to take the energy of that sense of things are just easy for me. Life is easy for me. And I don't mean this in the richest sense. I mean it in the attitude of I can go where I want. I can do what I want. I am okay. That part of it. And that part of it is your birthright.
Because you are a trust funder.
You, in every way. You have the divine. You have the ultimate source of creation.
Exactly.
And so this is the energy of the root.
Mm-hmm.
This is the healthy energy of your foundation. And this certainly corresponds to the first chakra on the body, which
right.
is located right at the base of the spine. If you're able to walk with that sense of trust in life, everything builds from there. And if you're not able to walk with that sense of trust in life, then you say, okay, need some love.
Exactly.
Let me bring some attention and let me re-script this.
And think about your November, because remember, the entire month of November carried this energy. What was the earth showing us? What was happening on the earth? What was going on globally? What was going on in your own life that might have shook your root center? You know, everything in November was about feeling safe in the world and action, action, action. Remember, when we offer positive action, then we're saying to the universe, I'm ready to be abundant. It's also about self-ascension through the blessing of oneness and community, because this is important to remember that it doesn't have to be hard. And yet the earth will always support the energy you're giving. And so take a look at this, because this is this first week of December. We're going to want to look at what happens on the earth this week. I'm talking about, you know, nature. I'm talking about the earth herself. I'm talking about, what do we learn about the state of the earth this week? What are you learning about your own foundation? Are you afraid? Are you doubting? Because this is a week to clean that up. Remember, this 5-week overlay of the 5-month opening is about intensity. So it'll all come up in front of you, and you have a choice whether it can be intensely wonderful or intensely not so wonderful.
Well, that choice is there. And I want to remind you that it's always good to take that deep breath.
Yes.
Bring a hand to your heart and say, I trust myself.
Uh-huh.
And dive into your alignment. And speaking of diving into an alignment, we have callers standing by.
Sure.
I think it's time to say hello to some more folks.
We would love to do that.
So we're going to go to line 2.
All
and
right.
Welcome Kathy from Colorado.
Namaste, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you. Thank you, Angel.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you. How can we serve you today?
Well, I want to do a little reading on health. I have some strange thing going on with my feet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see it. And I love, you know, again, every week we're so blessed that the people who get on the air, it's like so divine. It's so perfect. And I love the time. I do. And I love the timing that Sri just picked your call to be on the air right now, as we were just talking about foundation. Bear in mind that. Yeah, I know. You're sitting there going, duh. Our feet are also our connection to the earth. And so the reason I mentioned that I see it is, when I'm gazing at your feet, I'm actually hearing, why don't you love me? And I want you to bring your hand to your heart. And if it's safe to close your eyes, I'm inviting you to close your eyes. And I want you to bring your breath all the way down to your feet and imagine your feet right now being bathed in this beautiful golden white light. And allowing that energy, not only around your feet, but I want you to feel it coming up from the feet that are now transmuting before you into these beautiful sacred gifts, but it's coming up through your whole body, because this issue is not just about your feet. What this issue is about is your foundation. It's about how you're presenting yourself in the world, and it's about how you're walking forward. And it's funny, as I mentioned that, Archangels Raphael and Zadkiel each just put out a hand, and they're making like a stop, stop. And what they're saying is, they're both in front of you, and they both put up one hand like, you know, stop. And what they're saying is, stop and pay attention to what you love, what brings you the greatest joy, and how you want to express that, because you're worth it. It's your time, and you are ready. And as you do, not only will this foot issue subside very, very quickly, as a matter of fact, so will the underlying, they're using the word causes, so I have to give you that word, the underlying causes that are trying to manifest in other spots of your body. You are safe to walk in the world, and you are safe to be yourself. And I love that we're giving you this reading today, because that's what this week is all about, and that's what November was all about. So I love that you're in divine flow.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That makes a lot of sense.
Thank you, sweetheart. They're also saying, go put your feet in Epsom salt water. Just soak them for a little bit, and they'll say thank you.
Okay.
All right. Have fun. Or just go get a pedicure. Why not? Thank you, Angel.
Well, thanks. I love you guys.
Many blessings. And you know, this reminds me, Kira, of the message from the Essene Brotherhood, which is all healing begins at the feet.
Yes, yes.
And it ties out to those wonderful biblical stories of washing the feet.
Yeah.
You know, our feet need attention because it is our connection.
It is.
And our energy flows around the body. It flows through the foot chakras. And when we are able to massage the feet, wash the feet, love the feet, mm-hmm. Our path just gets easier.
Yeah, well, the feet take us on the path and form.
And so I just want to share that to remind everybody, take care of your feet.
Yes.
So give your feet a little love and sit down with
somebody. All right, I want a pedicure, Sri.
Well, sit down with your partner, your friend, and trade a little foot rub.
Oh, I'll remind you of that later.
And you'll be surprised how wonderful that is. Before we take our break, let's take one more caller.
Let's do it.
The other callers will be with you in just a few minutes, but right now we're going to go to line 3 and we'll say hi to Vicky from Massachusetts.
Namaste, Vicky. Welcome.
Thank you, Sri and Kira. I just want to let you know how grateful I am for the work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. I feel your heart. What a beautiful gift. Thank you for sharing that.
And how may we serve you today?
Oh, okay. Sorry. I would love a mini soul reading, please.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's funny, during the silence there, I was quiet because I was actually hearing a lot around you, and I appreciate very much the honor of you calling in today. Thank you. It really is a gift. If it's safe for you to do so, Angel, I also would enjoy if you could close your eyes and take a deep breath. And as you exhale, I want you to let those shoulders drop. Just let the shoulders drop. And I'm just going to share what they're giving me. And here it comes. It's just unaltered. But there is this beautiful, and they just keep identifying themselves as your guardian. I am the guardian of your truth. I am the guardian of your light. I am the guardian of your love. The burden that you have carried is no longer yours to carry. And as you move through this time frame, remove the blocks that have been sitting on your shoulders and feel yourself flying once more. For you were born to fly, you were born to expand, and it is your time. The blocks are being cleared one by one, and the doors are opening. And they're showing me, I'm covered in chills in my crown chakra. I'm covered in chills in my spine. And I'm wanting to just sit here and cry. And they're tears of joy. It's tears of relief. It's tears of yes. It's tears of finally. It's tears of I am here. And they're saying, hold out your hands. I'm holding out my hands with you. And they're saying, hold out your hands and feel us gently now connect with you as you come back into the circle of your divine home. And together we will guide, and together we will uplift, and together we will expand. And so it is. And they're smiling, they're laughing, they're crying, they're hugging. It's like for you, and you're resonating really strongly right now with the number 4. They're saying everything in front of you is ready to come together. And that anytime you might sense that it's not, come back into the circle, you know, come back into this moment and remember that they are here with you all the time. And they're only giving me this name of we are the guardian. And so it is. Thank you so much for this honor. And I'm so glad you called today.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings. And beloved listeners, we're going to take a little station break, and then we'll be back to take some more calls.
And they take you through all these weeks.
And we want to tell you a little more about what's coming up.
Yeah.
Then you'll be on the lookout.
So if you don't have a pen, grab it during the break.
But for right now, stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste. Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriAndKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self-Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self-Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self-Ascension Magazine online at www.SriAndKira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's SriAndKira.com.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you today.
Oh, we really are. And, you know, we have just been during the break, Sri and I have just been talking about so many things that are happening. And we want to make sure you know everything that we're giving you today. We've also, this is such important information. This is just so important that what we've done is we've actually posted a little article about this as well. So when you're done listening to the show, go to SriAndKira.com. Right on the homepage, you're going to have to scroll to the bottom of the homepage where it says latest articles, and you'll see an icon that talks about Chakra Vastu. Click on that and read the article. You might even want to print the article because a lot of what we're sharing with you is in that article as well. And as we mentioned earlier, if you're just tuning in now, it's important to understand what's happening on the planet. And I know our lines are full. So if you're calling in and it's busy, just wait till somebody else gets a reading. But first, I think we should dive into a few more weeks, Sri.
Let's give you some more information about how your holiday season's going to be unfolding here, leaving out all of the emotional stuff.
Ho, ho, ho.
So we talked about November 30th to December 6th as carrying that foundational energy, the earth energy.
Yeah.
And there's other details about this that are indeed at the article at our website, so I'm not going to repeat them. However, let's move to the next week, which begins on December 7th to 13th.
Yeah, so December 7th to December 13th. This is the second week of December. Now, this is also a very powerful week because not only is it the second week of December energy, it's the whole month of December. So that means that the second week of December in and of itself, just because it's a double overlay, is going to be big. It's going to be intense. There's going to be a lot happening. Remember, this first week is like the bridge week. It was the energy of November, and it's now a week of it. So it's kind of like a oomph. Did you get it? But it's going to build. Next week is going to be just as big, if not bigger. And this is the beautiful, beautiful energy of water. Now take that in.
Water is that fluid, that wonderful, it can be both supportive and confrontive. And water is associated with your second chakra.
Yeah.
So consider for a moment, the foundational chakra is the earth energy. The second chakra is the watery energy. This is very emotional.
Yes, yes.
And so when one's emotions are grounded and stable, we have a sense of peace. We mm-hmm. have a sense of a resilience and flow and capacity to experience.
And to remember that water can take many forms. Water can be ice. Water can be this beautiful pool. And water can be steam. And so look for all of those aspects of the water energy during this week and during the, remember, this is the energy of the entire month of December.
And as you have the clarity and the trust in your life, remember, I deserve because I'm born. Mm-hmm. As that clarity comes in, then the emotions stabilize because yeah. there's no reason to be in doubt or fear.
Right.
Those are just more momentary blips. Foundationally, I am here, I am deserving, and I am at peace.
Yes. And what are you creating? Remember, we're in this November, right? So look at all those overlays, not to confuse you with all those lines I was asking you to draw, but look at the overlays. November, December was all about the do-over, the recreation of your life. You want to talk about the beauty of this week is about earth and your foundation. Next week is about water. What do you want? What are you doing? You know, commit to some things for 2015. This is the time to do it, because whatever you commit to right now is being supported. You're setting the stage. Hesitancy right now will literally spin you into a backward cycle. So be confident. Call forward the lack of doubt. Call forward the lack. If you want to have a lack of anything, let it be doubt and fear.
All right. We're going to say hi to some more callers, and then we're
love
going to
it.
Come back to this revelation.
Incredible. Yeah, yeah.
So right at the moment, let's go to line four.
Let's
and
do it.
Welcome Jean from D.C.
Namaste, Jean.
Namaste. How are you, Sri Kira?
We are so happy to hear your voice. How are you, Angel?
Oh, I'm so excited. After all the explosion the past few months, I'm going away to find the water now. Can I get a
smooth Woohoo! Reading? I'm sorry, honey. What'd you say?
Can I get a mini soul reading?
Of course you can. And that's always Thank a pleasure you. And a gift to offer to you. You know, I'm smiling when you said, I'm going to go find the water right now, because that's actually how your energy field is presenting itself right now. When I gaze at you, I see your beautiful form, but it's as if you're in this watery, how do I describe this? It's hard to describe in words. It's like a watery crystalline matrix. It's almost like if you were to see crystals as gel, you know? And what's happening is that you're being invited to transform and let go of old structures. They're saying that right now, if you try to grab something that's of the past, if you try to use things from the past, if you're relying on things of the past, then you're going to be disappointed. And that for you right now, you actually have a great capacity to be creating anew. And that this kind of watery gel crystalline that's around you is just kind of waiting for you, because it's formless. You have to give it the form. And they're showing me you sitting down, and you have a pen and a paper, and they're saying, put all those ideas on paper, connect the dots, and put the plan into action. For you right now, it's about planning and action and moving forward and not looking back. You've got to stay right here right now and start looking forward. And you've got the support. It's all around you. And it's ready, but it's asking for you to give it shape. And so I love that you called in. I love that your call came up just as we were talking about that. And I love that you know you're already in that flow, because you actually said it right before I began this reading. So thank you for this gift, John.
Thank you. Namaste.
You are so welcome. Namaste, Angel.
Many blessings indeed. And I'll tell you what, Kira, we're going to take one more caller at this moment. We'll be back to the rest of the callers in a few moments.
Okay.
Because we've got to juggle a few things.
All right. Well, let's do that.
Okay. So next, we're heading to line one, and we're going to say hi to Lana from the Napa Valley.
Oh, hey, Lana. Namaste.
Namaste, dear ones. Thank you so much for taking my call.
It's our joy.
Oh, thank you. So my, I'd like a mini soul reading, and I'd like to know if you have any messages from the angelic realm for me as I'm going through this journey of ascension and grief at the same time.
Yeah, I see it. I'm going to ask you to turn down your radio because we're getting feedback, and I want to make sure that we can share clearly together. So what I want you to do, if possible, is to take your hands, and what they're doing it with me right now. And this message, by the way, is coming from Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel. And he's saying, take your fingers and wiggle them. So I want you to wiggle your fingers. And as you wiggle your fingers, he's saying, begin by taking your fingers, and the wiggling is activating an energy in you, and then take them up. I've got them like on my shoulders, and I'm just kind of like tapping all around the front of my shoulders, like the right underneath by the collarbone, up on the shoulders, right behind, and then go up the neck and crawl all the way up with your fingers till you're up at the top, and then relax and shake your arms. And Gabriel is saying this, Archangel Gabriel is saying this. He's saying, beloved angel, there is not a trial that does not have the moment of divine bliss. And that within your world now, there is this balance that is being restored. And through this restoration of balance, and the reason he's saying he gave you this energy practice is because you've got some energies that are hanging around you that you don't need to carry. They're not yours to carry. And if you just do this, he says, when you wiggle your fingers, you are here with me. And when you work on these areas with these ignited fingers, I am assisting you to clear and be clear. And for you, it's all about your throat chakra. And so you need to do everything you can to pay attention to your neck, your upper back, your shoulders, and to not compromise your truth. And as you do that, he's saying that before you are five windows, and that these five windows will open consecutively. So that's kind of fascinating. It's not like it's going to be 1, 1, 1, 1. They're all going to open consecutively, and that these five windows will clearly show you the forward momentum and the bliss-filled journey that is being staged for you right now. The other thing Gabriel wants you to say is, or wants you to hear, is that this time is temporary. What's coming is the rest of your life, and that as you allow yourself to harness through this moment, you will discover the greater truth. And he just keeps talking about June. So June's going to be a big time for you, my angel, and allow yourself to just stay in your truth. Keep using your truth, talking your truth. Don't hide. Express what you need to say. Do what you need to do. And call on Archangel Gabriel, because right now, that's the angel that's really there for you is in this moment. And thank you for the gift of sharing this with you, my love. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Namaste. You know, I want to share with you a glimpse of what's coming up December 14th Ooh. To December 20th.
Now remember, this is week three.
Okay,
yeah.
It's week three, because this one is fire.
Yeah.
This is the energy of the third chakra. This is the energy of the element of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from the east and is often recognized in the shape of a pyramid or triangle.
Now, I want you to take that in, guys. This is mid-December, okay? This is also going to be the energy of January. Now, take that in as well, okay? This is going to be the whole energy of January. So what you're going to start seeing in December 14 through December 20th is kind of like a preview of what's going to be happening in January, because you're going to see global posturing. Watch the political scene that month. Watch what's happening with power energies that week. Allow yourself to pay attention, because everything that gets set in motion December 14th through December 20th is going to have a much bigger focus in January. And that's the blessing of this, because if you look at your own fire, that's your passion. Don't you love that? Fire is passion. And our third chakra is the center. It's the balance. It's the way we navigate. So there's a lot of gifts that can happen here. And again, remember this, that when we are truly balanced, when we are in our power, we are able to stand in our power, in wholeness, without having to be dependent upon anyone, nor is anyone dependent dependent upon us. It's where we find our freedom. This is a huge one.
And as we transform the word power to empowerment.
Exactly.
Then we're in a place of taking guided divine action in the world.
And remember, all of this and even more can be found at shrinkhero.com. On our homepage, scroll to the bottom where it says latest articles and click on that Chakra Vastu article and grab it, because we've got a lot more in there as well.
So let's say hello to another caller.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're heading to line five. We'll welcome Francesca to the show.
Namaste, Francesca. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy Sunday.
Thank you. And to you, my love.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. I am currently experiencing lower back pain. Mm-hmm. Between somewhere around the sacrum. It's just one of those things where you can't bend forward and you have to be really careful what you do. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you have any thoughts on that.
Well, I am honored to offer you some information on that, my angel. You know, if you can, I'd like you to take your left hand, they're being very specific, take your left hand and bring it around and put it on that area or as close to it as you can comfortably put your left hand. And I'd like you to put your right hand on your heart. And I'm actually doing this with you. So I'm sitting here. I have my left hand on that area of my back. I have my right hand on my heart. And I'm also sitting as straight as my spine will comfortably allow me to do. And I'm doing this with you. And they're saying, take in a deep breath and push on the heart center. And when you exhale, feel it come out through that left hand that's down on the sacral. And what they're saying is you are currently struggling with the balance of your life. And this is the Essene that are around you. And the Essene are such powerful healers. And more than the Essene, this is the cosmic Essene. And as you're doing this, I'm watching them swirl around you. They look like white dolphin energy. It's beautiful. And they're swimming around you. Swimming around you. And they're saying that this practice they've just given you is a powerful balancer. Now they're telling you to reverse the hands. So right hand down at the bottom, left hand on the heart. And again, I'm doing this with you. Breathing in, there you go, and then out. And they're saying 4 times 4, meaning you need to do this practice 4 times a day for the next 4 days. And the 4 times 4 is the 16. The 16, the 1 plus the 6 is the 7. You have a 7-month window in front of you where everything in your life will be about balance. And the question you need to say to yourself is, does this bring me balance? Does this allow me to feel balanced? And does this allow me to feel safe? And as long as you're bringing those two questions in front of you at all times and remembering that that's what's happening in your life, everything will come around that. Everything will spiral around that. And so I'm really glad that you called today, because you want to really pay attention to these energies of December, because that's one of the reasons why Shri and I are so adamant about helping people understand what's happening on the planet, because it's about harmonizing. It's about balancing. It's about coming forward. And so invite the Chakra Vastu energy in you to balance. And what you're going to find is not only will this lower back release, you're going to feel taller. You're going to have more success. You're going to feel more awake. And if you think, if you're up to it, join us in our RRST teleclass in January. It's $22 and it will change your life. And I really encourage you to consider taking it with us. Even if you can't be there live, all the classes will be recorded. It will give you additional insights that I think will really free you. And so thank you so much for calling today, my love. And please try to do this practice 4 times a day for the next 4 days. We love you. Namaste, Francesca.
Many blessings.
Oh, thank you so very much. Blessings.
You're so very welcome, Angel.
And beloved listeners, we're going to see if we can't take another call or two here as we're running to the top of the hour.
And so we still have 2 more weeks to talk about.
Well, we may have to talk about that next week.
No, we're going to talk about them today, because next week we have another client. We have another person.
So we're heading to line two right now to welcome Pam from California.
Namaste, Pam. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We are delighted to speak to you.
Oh, I'm so excited to get a hold of you. I want to thank you for your being. I've followed you for years, and you are the star in my sky. I just can't tell you how happy I am to be able to talk to you.
Thank you, Angel. How may we
serve? I wanted to know if you have a message from my angels, and a little soul reading would be like perfect.
Okay. I want you to take in a deep breath and feel Archangel Uriel. Archangel Uriel is a powerful angel. When Uriel comes in, so does the power of gold. And Archangel Uriel is swirling around you right now and saying to you, you are the magnet of the divine. You are the magnet of abundance, and you are the magnet of joy. And that if anything in your life is presenting as less than that, take your hands together. I'm doing this with you. Take your hands together right now, like in prayer position, and I'm rubbing. I'm moving them back and forth. I'm rubbing. This is very similar to our miracle manifestation technique. I want you to really rub those hands back and forth faster and faster. And I want you to feel sparks of golden, magnetic, attractive energy coming in. And then when you're done rubbing, and I want you to get as fast as you can, place them anywhere on your body you're called to place them. And Uriel is saying, when you do this, you connect with me. When you connect with me, all is truly well. And I am grateful we could offer this today. Yeah. Thank you, Angel. I'm loving you. Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you.
Many blessings. And I want to share with each and every one of you that we have enjoyed our time together. We have so much more to share, so please visit the article.
Get the article. We're sorry.
That's readkira.com.
And if you called in and we didn't get you, call in next week.
And a big hug to Lisa and Nicole and the others that are waiting. Let's get you next week. And for right now, as you bring your hands to your heart, as you reflect on all that's been shared and all of the sincere sharing of our listeners, breathe into that fiery, wonderful heart center of yours and trust yourself. And you know that all is truly well. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.